Well, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. And a great way to celebrate Valentine's Day is hanging out at the Roundhouse here in Hiawatha for some high school basketball. And Hiawatha wearing their Valentine colors, of course, as Hiawatha hosting St. Mary's tonight on 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network and on the Hiawatha Channel, streaming live. Check it out. Many options for you to follow the game here tonight. If you couldn't make it out on Valentine's Day, perhaps you're taking a significant other out to dinner and you can't make it to the game, well, you can stay on top of what's taking place here at the Roundhouse. When we come back, we will give you the starting lineups and we'll tell you about what's on the line tonight for all four of these basketball teams. This is High School Hoops on 103.9 KNZA.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's e-bill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow e-bill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the e-bill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The professionals at Kansas Insurance and Sabetha offer an educational approach to help you make informed decisions about your crop insurance. Farmers Mutual Hail gives them access to proprietary products like ECO Plus and RAMP. These products allow them to offer up to 95% protection of your APH on an optional unit basis, meaning one field could trigger loss. Stop in at 621 Main in Sabetha to find out more or call 785-284-7611.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And along with studio engineer Seth Tolleson and alongside Paige Mueller, Wade Gershon with you on this Friday evening. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Hiawatha and St. Mary's girls and boys doubleheader in the Big East League. St. Mary's coming in 8-8, 5-4 in league play. Started your 7-2. They've lost 3 in a row, 5 of the last 7. They played last night and gave Silver Lake all they could handle. St. Mary's trailed by just 3 going in the fourth quarter, but Silver Lake turned up the defense intensity, outscored St. Mary's 23-13 in the fourth. And that ended up being a win for Silver Lake, 67-54. Hayden Heim with 24, Elizabeth Hurler with 19, and 5-3. So we're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll tell you more about the Hiawatha Lady Redhawks here at 103.9 KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Are you or a loved one needing compassionate care at home? Look no further than Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, proudly owned by Sabetha Community Hospital. Whether you require skilled nursing or therapy or hospice services, our dedicated team is here to support you in the comfort of your own home. Call Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice at 785-284-2288.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Hiawatha. St. Mary's Hiawatha tonight. Hiawatha Lady Redhawks 8-7 on the season. 4-4 in the Big East League. Started 8-3, but they've lost the last four games. Last Friday, falling to Riley County 32-30. Losing on Tuesday to Holton 61-34. St. Mary's 8-8, 5-4 league play, as we said earlier. And they are on a three-game losing streak as they lost at Holton last Friday 60-40. Lost game on Central on Tuesday 51-26. And off Silver Lake 67-54. So one of these teams is going to snap a losing streak. Which one will it be? Head coach Stacy Jasper, her first year with Hiawatha, 9 years an assistant at Hiawatha. Returns four starters from last year's team of 9-13, 8-6-6-7. Lost to the sub-state semifinals to Jeff West. And the starting lineup tonight is Kylie Nelson, a 5'5 sophomore, averaging 15.5 rebounds, 35 made threes on the season. And it's Aaliyah Contreras, averaging 9.5 points, 3 rebounds. Claire Twombly, a 5'8 junior, averaging 5 points, 4.5 rebounds. Addison Williams, 5'6 junior, averaging 5 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. And Kinsey Nelson, 5'5 junior, averaging 6.5 points and 8 rebounds per game. For St. Mary's, head coach Dorian Silsbury in his third year. And it is Veronica Huntley, a 5'3 sophomore point guard, averaging 2 points a game. Brianna Figge is a 6-foot junior, averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds. Maisie Kent, 5'6 senior guard, averaging 2.5 points and 4 rebounds. Isabella Hurla, 5'7 senior shooting guard, averaging 13 points, 4 rebounds, made 44 threes on the year. And Hayden Himes is a 6'3 senior center, all-stater from a year ago. He is tough to deal with, averaging 25 points, 13 rebounds, 3 blocks, 3 steals, had 24 last night and lost to Silver Lake, over 1,400 points and 800 rebounds in her career. She's going to play at Central Missouri next year, Division II basketball in the MIAA. Hiawatha in the home white uniforms, the red numerals outlined in the blue, and St. Mary's in the home, or road blue, I should say, with the white numerals and lettering. Tip is controlled by Heim. St. Mary's with the ball. We're going to left to right on the radio dial and on the videos from the Hiawatha channel. Here's a trap by Hiawatha. They nearly force a turnover. In fact, they do. And a travel called on the Bears, who don't even get across half court after winning the tip.
Hiawatha all season has done a great job of setting the trap. A lot of the cases they end up fouling, but the past couple of games they've done a much better job of controlling the fouls.
St. Mary's averaging 14 turnovers a game. Hiawatha turnover 15 times per contest coming in. Hiawatha with the ball moving to our left. Kylie Nelson drives into the paint and kicks it out. Drive right of the lane, Addison Williams, and she attacks going to the hoop, and she'll get 2 free throws. Well, Paige, one of these teams is going to break a losing streak. Hiawatha's lost 4 in a row after starting 8-3. St. Mary's is 7-2. They've lost 5 out of 7 and 3 in a row.
I think after losing that Riley County game by 2 and then losing heavily to Holton, Hiawatha's looking to get a win, but they know this game is not going to be easy by any stretch of the imagination. When they face Silver Lake, it's probably the most similar competition they've had to tonight. So we'll see if they can continue on that low fouling night.
Addison Williams makes 1 out of 2 free throws. A foul on St. Mary's is on Maisie Kent, her first. Full court pressure, and the Bears break it across the timeline to our right. Pass ahead to Huntley. Gives it up to Figge, who hesitates to take the three. Try to get into the 6'3 senior center Heim. Pass not high enough. It's tipped away and stolen. Coming away with it is Addison Williams for Hiawatha. So St. Mary's 2 possessions, 2 turnovers, have not attempted a shot yet. Dangerous pass, but it's caught there by Kylie Nelson into the lane. Stuck in the boulevard, kicks it back out to Contreras. Now out near the Hiawatha Redhawk logo at midcourt, holding the basketball is Addison Williams. Left-hand dribble versus to the right, swings it between the circles. Now they reverse it right side. With it is Twombly. Over to the near wing, this is Kylie Nelson. No shot clock here at Hiawatha. A pull-up J bouncing off for Twombly. Ball's loose, knocked away. Kylie Nelson has it tied up, or almost tied up. She rips it away and knocked away by Heim. Heim saves it. And it goes right to Maisie Kent. Adrian saved there underneath Hiawatha's bucket. Last thing you want to do is save it under the opposing team's bucket, but they got away with it. Here's Heim out of control with a spin move, and he is called for a travel. And Paige, in early going, St. Mary's, 3 possessions, 3 turnovers.
Hiawatha is averaging actually 15 turnovers a game. So far, they have not turned over the ball, but their defense has been on top of it.
Addison Williams brings the ball up. Half-court pressure here by St. Mary's. Both teams open up in man-to-man defense, but we've seen the full-court pressure by the Lady Redhawks, and that's a 5 count. As good pressure on the ball applied by Hurla, and Williams turns it over, and there's that first turnover. Good job, Paige. Way to jinx them.
Jinx it.
Yep. We have so much control. I always laugh when people say announcer jinx. I'm like, if we had that much control, I'd probably be sitting on a beach like somebody else I know right now. Here's a pass ahead to Maisie Kent. Skip pass over to Hurla. The 3, swish. Isabel Hurla hits five threes last night against Silver Lake. She now has 133 in her career, 45 this season. 3-1, St. Mary's. Here's a three, airballed by Kylie Nelson, trying to save a good effort. And running into the cheerleader is Kinsey Nelson. It'll be Bears basketball. Actually, I think they're going to say Tiawatha ball. Last touch by the Bears.
Good save in by Kylie's sister, Kinsey, was able to give that off. Get Hiawatha a chance to reset their offense.
Inbounds comes to Addison Williams, dribbles and plays it out front. Open three-point on the way for Nelson, and she matches her number with the triple straight away. Nothing but nylon for 36-3 of the year. That leads Hiawatha. And it's 4-3, Red Hawks with the lead, and nearly going 5:40 to go in this first quarter. Here's Hurla being counted, harassed. Here comes a trap from Addison Williams. Hotly inside to the 6-3 Heim. Heim turns, faces, shoots, partially blocked there. Good defense by Twombly. Ball knocked out of bounds baseline. It'll stay with the Bears. Hayden Heim, she's had some amazing games. School record 42 against Maranatha this year, 36 against Jeff West, 31 against Riley, 31 against Rossville. But she's been held in check lately. Here's Hutley out to Hurla. Pump fake, step in, 17-footer, misses. Ball tipped out and corralled there by Addison Williams. And now some pressure from Hutley. Hurley trying to get from behind. And now a three on the way. Good from the left-hand corner by Gonzalez. And Hiawatha hits two triples, and they lead 7-3.
Hiawatha's going to have to be careful and like it consistent on the perimeter as St. Mary's is starting to anticipate the three.
Full court pressure and into the front court. A bump is called on Kylie Nelson. That is her first foul. St. Mary's and Hiawatha, they are in the same sub-state. It's conceivable they could play again later this year in postseason play. Here's a three. Hurla swish from the same spot she made it earlier. She feasted on a couple out-of-bounds plays last night and hit them, and she's been shooting the ball really well. 7-6, Hiawatha with a one-point advantage. 4:45 to go in this first quarter. Big East league play. Stepping through all the way to hoop. The left-hand scoop by Kinsey Nelson left a little bit short. Heim came over the challenge. Rebounded by Kent. And she kicks out the Hutley. Three-pointer is short from the far side. Sophomore missing from long range. And here comes Addison Williams. Nice bounce pass ahead to Contreras. Her left-hand layup will not go off the window. And a strong rebound by Heim, who averages 13 rebounds a game to go along with 25 points. Here's Hutley diagnosing the defense. Hiawatha trying to trap if they can on the perimeter. Hurley gives it back to Hutley. Swings it left side to Kent. Kent hit a couple threes last night in the loss to Silver Lake. Diagonal pass to Breeze, who just checked in. Hutley Heim triple teamed, and she's called for another travel. Four turnovers on the Bears in early going.
Hiawatha is definitely shorter than St. Mary's on the roster, and you can tell they're trying to make Heim travel, and so far they've made her travel three times.
I'm not feeling comfortable inside, even though she's the tallest player on the floor by far at 6'3". Lob into the near corner with it is Twombly. Turns her back to the defender, now plays it out front to the left elbow at the free throw line. Kinsey Nelson gives it up to Kylie. Kylie goes up, stuffed, but it goes right to Kinsey on the deflection. She lays it in, and Hiawatha leads 9-6. Once again, the full court pressure. And this time, St. Mary's no problems with it. And then Heim has the ball poked away at half court, but a foul is called on Addison Williams. And that is a second team foul, the first one on the 5'6 junior for Hiawatha. I was talking about Heim and the two losses before last night. She only had 10 points at Holton, was 3-12 from the floor. She had 11 points against Nemaw Central, but only one field goal. She was 1-13, 9-12 from the line. So she was in a funk, snapped out of it last night, scored 24 in a loss to the Eagles, and now a trap in front of the scores table. And Coach Berry calls a timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds, Hiawatha leads St. Mary's 9-6 in high school basketball. 103.9 KMCA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Hiawatha High School, home of the Red Hawks on Valentine's Day. And St. Mary's has the basketball. It's calling a 30-second timeout. They swing it to the far corner to Heim. They reverse it over here to Kent. The lefty lobs it for Heim. Way too tall. And it bounces into the third row of the bleachers here at the roundhouse. And St. Mary's has five turnovers. Their only baskets are 2 3-pointers by Isabella Hurla. That's it, 6 points. Hiawatha leading 9-6. Now some full-court pressure by the Lady Bears. Redhawks handle it. Moving to our left in the white uniforms. St. Mary's playing man-to-man in the road blue. Looking inside, they get it into Kinsey Nelson. Little duck of the shoulder, turns with the right hook. Back iron no good from five. Kent with the rebound in transition. Hiawatha gets back. Five-on-five basketball, half-court set, and a bad pass. It's stolen here on the near side by Contreras. Good pass ahead, and the layup is in there for Addison Williams. As St. Mary's continues to cough up the basketball. That's 6 turnovers, and now in the backcourt, Kylie Nelson bumps into Huntley. Did a good job to beat the pass, so that might have been another turnover.
It's going to be the second foul on Kylie, team's third.
And Kylie, the leading scorer, 15 a game for Hiawatha, so she'll have to check out. She hit a three-pointer earlier in this contest. 2:37 to play first quarter, 11-6 in favor of the Redhawks. Their pressure has bothered St. Mary's, but it's also bothered them in a half-court setting as well. Here's Huntley, off the head, near sideline to Kent. And the ball is tipped in a late whistle, and that was the right call. Looks like he got across the wrist, and it caused that turnover. The foul is on Contreras. That is her first, and suddenly Hiawatha, 14 fouls. Next one will put St. Mary's in the double bonus. We still have 2:28 to go in the first.
Hiawatha averages 15.9 fouls a game, much lower than their original stat line this season where they were averaging about 23.
I'm posting up and nearly was able to muscle up and in on the right block. Draws the contact and the foul, and that's going to be a problem for Hiawatha. It's a problem for anybody playing St. Mary's. If she gets deep position and a low block in the paint, it's almost over. All you can do is foul. And that foul is on Williams. So Williams and Kylie Nelson each with 2 fouls. 5 team fouls. St. Mary's double bonus, the final 2:23 of the first quarter. And Heim makes the free throw. Heim, her first point of the night. She is a 76% foul shooter. Last night, she was 9 of 10 from the stripe in the loss to Silver Lake. Going to play at Central Missouri next year in MIAA. Over 1,400 points her career, 800 rebounds. Single game scoring record of 42 earlier this year against Maranatha. She makes both free throws, and she's even hit 10 threes this year, 11-8. If she'll have to expand that, playing at the next level. She won't be the tallest person on the floor every night when she goes to college. She'll probably have to play more on the perimeter or be a swing player, perhaps a wing. Here's a kick out, and for the three-point shot that nearly went in for Contreras. Rebound by Heim. He's being harassed and hounded and finally gets it to Breeze. Ahead to Kent. St. Mary's has numbers if they attack, and Hiawatha does a good job to get back in transition. Hurla to Heim, dribble drive into the paint, had it knocked away. Another turnover for the Bears, coming away with it. Laura Lear came into the game for Kylie Nelson, who's out with 2 fouls. Here comes Contreras, and we have a whistle and a foul called on the Bears as Bear fans are yelling for a travel. The foul is on Huntley, her first second-team foul on the Bears.
Aaliyah averages 50% at the line so far, 25 of 50, so if we can get her to the line, would be good for Hiawatha. As a team, the also pretty good at the line, all averaging above 50% except for Twombly.
Hiawatha run a box set on the out-of-bounds play. Set to trigger it in is Contreras, one of the seniors on this team. Fires into the far corner. With it is Lyrts. Lyrts plays it to Twombly, open 17-footer straight away, bounces in. Claire Twombly with her first two, averages 5 a game. Hiawatha up 13-8, and when they're able to score, that allows them to set that full-court pressure. Bounce to Kent. Now back to Hurla. Dangerous pass, but Heim comes to meet it and crosses the midcourt line. Ahead to Kent on the wing, into the corner to Breeze. Breeze to a cutting Heim to the bucket, puts it up, doesn't get it to fall off the glass, but another foul on the Redhawks.
This one's going to go against Twombly, her first.
And Hiawatha already in deep foul trouble. Kylie Nelson leading scorer with 2. Addison Williams has 2 fouls, and we still have 1:20 to go in the first quarter, but Hiawatha leads by 5 as the free throw knocked down by Heim. 13-9, Redhawks. Coming up the boys' game, St. Mary's ranked 9th in the state. Hiawatha boys are red hot and really confident. That should be an interesting game later tonight. St. Mary's boys, if they win, have a chance at least to share the league title as Heim makes both free throws. He's 4 for 4 from the stripe. 13-10, Hiawatha. quickly down the floor, wide open three, straight away by Lears, hits the heel, bounces high, and then Heim tied up with Kinsey Nelson, and we have a jump ball, and the arrow will belong to Hiawatha.
You can hear Stacey Jasper calling out the play. First year, her husband Brady was the head coach for quite a while, so they've been familiar with her. All these players have been coached for her all their years in high school.
And bounces into the far corner again. It goes to Lyrics. Lyrics into the lane. Gives it up to Kinsey Nelson. She drives strong and high off the window. Nice tough shot there by Kinsey Nelson. She has four. And the Redhawks up by five. 15-10. Under a minute to go here in the first stanza. Heim gives it up to Hurley across half court. Now back over to Heim. That's exactly where you want Heim if you're Hiawatha. Stay on the perimeter. Now not a good pass by Heim. Knocked away and stolen. Here comes Danny Morton all the way down to my left. Misses. Rebound, Kinsey Nelson. Gets it away from Heim and puts it in. Kinsey Nelson with six, and Hiawatha has their biggest lead, which is seven, 17-10. Here's Hurlett. St. Mary's playing back-to-back nights. It's played Civil League tough last night. Only down three going the fourth quarter. It's their third game this week. Previous two games, St. Mary's didn't play very well. Last night played much better. And tonight, I'm sure their coach is a little bit disappointed with the way they've come out in this game. Foul is on Danny Morton, her first. And a free throw good by Erla. Free throws keeping St. Mary's in this game right now. They're 5-for-5. They only made two shots from the floor, and that's two threes by Erla. Second free throw, Erla. Nothing but nylon. She now has eight. Heim has four, and that's the 1-2 punch that St. Mary's has. Those two stars combining for all 12 of their points. Hiawatha can hold for the final shot of the quarter. 17-12 Redhawks. Got to watch out for a five count here if you're Elijah Contreras. And she did not get the pass off, and there's a five-second count. Got to do a Utah dribble, back up and create some space so you get a reset of the five count. That's the second time Hiawatha has been called for that turnover. Now St. Mary's will have a chance to hold for the final shot of this first frame. 17-12 in favor of the Redhawks. Huntley being pushed around a little bit. They let him play inside to Heim, and we have a foul trying to defend Heim was Kinsey Nelson. See if they call it on 33 or not. Heim will get two free throws because it's double bonus. And it is on Kinsey Nelson. That's her first. Well, when in doubt, just lob the ball up and say, hey, Hayden Heim, just go catch it. There's nobody that can jump as high as she can. Everybody's getting up about 5 inches in height for Hiawatha as a free throw off the mark by Maisie Kent. Foul was away from the ball, so even though Heim was trying to make the move, the foul was called on Hiawatha, so that's why Kent is shooting free throws. She's just a 36% foul shooter. Second one on the way, and she hits one out of two. 6.8 to play in the quarter. Here is Contreras. Puts her head down, dribbles across half court, trying to get off the shot before the buzzer, puts up the off-balance runner. It does not go on the baseline. That's the end of one. Hiawatha 17, St. Mary's 13. Back in 1 minute, it's high school basketball on the Hiawatha Channel, 103.9 KMZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experience, people.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with senior engineer Seth Tolson and Paige Mueller, Wade Gershner with you here at Hiawatha. 17-13, and all the Hiawatha and St. Mary's wants on Valentine's Day is a win, as they're both on losing streaks right now. Here's Heim going baseline, leans in, banker good, and Heim has six. She's starting to warm up, and it's 17-15. Hiawatha's lead cuts it to a 5-0 mini run by the Bears. Contreras flips it out on the perimeter, driving baseline cut off there is Twombly by Heim. Now back to Contreras. Left-hand dribble. Gives it up to Morton. Morton out front. This is Michaela Williams, a freshman. Back out. Three-pointer by Contreras. Well off the mark. And rebounded there by Hine, who's a double-double machine. At the end of the night, if she doesn't have 10 rebounds, there should be an investigation. 17-15. Three-pointer. Hurl on the way. That would give the Bears a lead. Missing. Hit up high. Almost off the top of the backboard, which could have been out of play. Hutley to the post up that time. Hine puts on the floor. Morton knocks it away. It's loose. Diving for it is a Red Hawk, and coming away with it is Figgy. Now Hutley has it inside the arc left corner. Now we have a whistle and a three-second violation called on the Bears. That is unofficially their seventh turnover of the ball game. St. Mary's will be in action Tuesday at Riley County. Friday, they'll host Silver Lake. That'll be a non-league game. And we'll have that one on our sister station, 96.9, The Pulse. Hiawatha will be at Sebesta Tuesday. Next Thursday, host Royal Valley. And then next Friday, they got Riverside. So St. Mary's playing three games this week. Hiawatha's going to play three next week. Hiawatha clinging to a two-point lead. Michaela Williams to Kenzie Nelson. Hands it off to Contreras. And a man defense by the Bears. I'm hovering underneath, and there's a wild scoop, and Heim altered that shot. Hitting the deck was Contreras, who wanted a call but did not get it. Bears with it, moving to our right. The blue uniforms, white numerals, and lettering, white trim. Hotly, the sophomore point gun swings over to Hurla. Hurla, the senior, in down the boulevard, flips it up with the right, knocks the window for two. Hurla in double figures with 10. She averages 13, and we're tied at 17, a 7-0 run by the Bears. Here's Contreras into the right corner. Three-pointer on the way by Twombly. Bounces off. Long rebound corralled there by Kenzie Nelson on the near side. She dribbles right of the lane. She almost slipped and fell. Now steps back, shoots the jumper, and Kenzie shot off the back iron. No. Ken gets the rebound, then slipped, fell, tried to throw it up to a teammate. Time dives after it. Also over there was Michaela Williams, I believe it was, and out of bounds. Last touch by Hiawatha be Bears basketball. And Paige, it's interesting. Hiawatha backing off, no full court pressure here, but they do have a couple players with two fouls.
Both those players are actually on the bench. I think that's part of the reason St. Mary's is able to go on a 7-0 run without their point guard and their leading scorer.
And they've quit turning the ball over as well. And if Hiawatha can't set up that pressure, if they aren't able to score on offense, here is Hutley to Hurla. Back over to Hutley. St. Mary's seven turnovers, but they're tied now at 17. As Paige mentioned, a 7-0 run. Here's Hurla. She's got deep range. Thought about it from about 24 feet. She'll think about it again. Now swings the right side. It's a zone for Hiawatha, all the foul trouble they have. Start out on some man, and that full court press. Hurla trying to lob it to Hine, and she's bumped and hit as she made the pass. So that should be an inbounds on the baseline, and it will be. First foul of the second quarter on the Redhawks.
Thankfully for Hiawatha, the fouls do reset as a team, so no free throws this time. That will be the second foul on Danny Morton, the senior.
That's three Redhawks with two fouls. And we still have a long way to go in the first half. 5:21 to play. Before intermission, a lob into Heim. We're tied at 17. Heim, a couple of dribbles, turns, shoots from about 8 in the lane, bouncing around, and in. Shooter's touch there for Heim. It wasn't pretty, but it's still effective. And it's 19-17. St. Mary's with their first lead since it was 3-1. Now cutting to the bucket, gets in the pass and scooped with the left. Missed there by Contreras. And Heim clears the rebound. Head to Hutley. St. Mary's finding some rhythm. Skipped across her look. Drives right by the defender, flips it up. For the floater on the baseline for two. They came out and guarded her, respected a three-point shot. Hurley just flew by a defender, knowing they were going to close out on the three. Timeout Hiawatha, 11-0 run by the Bears. St. Mary's 21, Hiawatha 17, back in 30 seconds. 103.9 KMCA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Hiawatha, 21-17 St. Mary's with the lead. They're on an 11-0 spurt. They were down 17-10. Hiawatha, two of their starters in foul trouble with two personal fouls. And to the near corner goes to Twombly. Twombly lobs it to Kinsey Nelson. She attacks the goal, goes by Breeze, and scores. Kinsey Nelson with eight, and it's 21-19. And boy, did Hiawatha need that one.
first bucket in the quarter for the Redhawks.
So 3.5 minutes without a point, but still only down two despite all that. Time, diagonal pass on the perimeter. Hutley swings it, open is Kent. The lefty's three, bouncing off. Rebound Breeze on the weak side. Turns, Banker up and good. Caitlin Breeze, her first two. 5'10 sophomore for the Bears. 23-19, St. Mary's in front. You mentioned Ashton Williams, their point guard, on the bench with two fouls. So it kind of messes up your rhythm a little bit offensively, although Contreras has done a pretty good job handling the ball. She dribbles left to the lane. Fires it out front, off the dribble, almost sliding the foot. There's Morton almost a travel. Air fans pleading for it, but they're not going to get the call because Jasper yelling out what she wants her team to do to Michaela Williams, the freshman, out front. This is Twombly. Over to Morton, who stays in there with the two fouls. Kenzie Nelson swings it. Three-pointer on the way. Far wing. Twist! Splash into the sea by Contreras. That's her second three of the evening, and Hiawatha is within one at 23-22. Here's Kent, inside one-on-one. Heim, that is usually a bucket, but she misses on the turnaround. Ball out of bounds off of Kinsey Nelson and into the St. Mary's Bears cheerleaders to our right. And now I wondered when Coach Jasper would put Kylie Nelson and Addison Williams back in. Some coaches are like, you get two fouls, you're sitting the rest of the half, but sometimes you can lose a game by doing that. And right now they're within one, and so Coach Jasper puts them in at the 3:22 mark of the first half. We'll see if they stay away from that third foul. There's a lob into Heim. Fires into the near corner. Screen set. Hurley's three. No. Do we have a moving screen? Nope. It's Hiawatha running through the screen. And if that's on Kinsey Nelson, that should be her second, and it is.
Four players for Hiawatha now in the two fouls. They do run their bench quite thoroughly, but only about eight girls play for the Redhawks.
That's definitely testing that depth with all the foul trouble, as you referred to. Here's Hurlett inbounds to Kent. They stay with her left. Who they want to go to on the out-of-bounds play. Inside, it's Breeze. Double-team turn. She don't care. Misses a turnaround shot, though. A ball on the deck, diving for it. And there are two Redhawks and one Bear. Hotly on the floor along with Addison Williams. Jump ball, arrow in favor of the Lady Redhawks. 3:07 to go in the first half. St. Mary's 23, Hiawatha 22. Hiawatha led 17-10. Bears on an 11-0 run.
Last Hiawatha possession, Ali Contreras hits her 30th three of the year.
With it is Kylie Nelson, driving right, stuffed by Hurla, but clean up high, but got it with the lower body. Hurla called for the personal, her first. That's the first team foul on the Bears in this second quarter. Stepping to the foul line, Kylie Nelson, 5'5 sophomore, averages 15 points, 5 rebounds, 2.5 steals, 57% foul shooter. Her sister Kinsey, also a starter, has the first free throw good to tie the game at 23. And now the Bears will send in Carson Pauli, a 5'4 sophomore. Hotley, their starting point guard, will get a breather. Second free throw for the lead rolls in there for Kylie Nelson. 24-23, Hiawatha with the lead. Bears will try to retake that lead here on this possession. Between the circles is Hurla. Hiawatha in a zone. Here's a deep three straight away by Hurla. I told you she was not afraid to chuck it. That went in and out. Heim rebound, spins, turns, and banks it in. No whistle as the defender fell down trying to draw a charge. The official wasn't buying it. And that's 10 for Heim. 25-24 St. Mary's. Back and forth we go. Here's Contreras. Picks up the dribble in some trouble. Hands it off to Williams, the freshman. Picked up there by Heim. Here's an open three for Contreras from the wing, halfway down and out. Nice rebound by Breeze. Out with the Hun.
Breeze standing at 5'10", had no trouble with that rebound over the Redhawks.
Be nice to be really taller than everybody on a basketball floor. Off even jump and get a rebound. Here's Hurla. Penetrates, kicks to Heim. Good move baseline. Steps in. Banker missing on the penetration, and then she tried to get the rebound and tipped it out of bounds. A little frustrated with herself there. We talk about Contreras with 33s on the season, and Kylie Nelson has 36, and Isabella Hurla has 46. So we got some good three-point shooters on the floor here tonight in the girls' contest. Under two to play, first half, 25-24, St. Mary's with the lead on the road, and that could be a travel or a tie-up. Take your choice here, and it is a tie-up as Contreras tied up by Hunt. I think she got away with a walk prior to that. Either way, it's Bears basketball.
No secret shared.
St. Mary's is at Riley County Tuesday, and then Friday hosts Silver Lake, and then have Rossville on that following Monday on the road. This is St. Mary's last league game of the season, even though they're playing league schools the next 2 weeks. We'll explain out here in a moment. We get an opportunity. Inside Breeze, and it's last touched by Hiawatha. Is able to knock it away. They double Breeze on the low block. So in the Big East League, you have 11 schools. So everybody plays 10 league games. We do not do a double round robin, but there are schools that play each other twice within the league. So the first matchup of the two is the league game. The second is a non-league game. As a pass intended here near corner, it's knocked away by Leertz. Coming back the other way, laying it up and in. Counted in a foul for Kylie Nelson. She has 7. Chance for the traditional 3-point play.
Good job for Kylie. They had another player down there, but she was trying to draw the foul, and she does.
That foul was on Herla. That is her second. So foul trouble right now. Herla with 2 for St. Mary's. Hiawatha, Morton, Kylie Nelson, Kinsey Nelson, Asa Williams all with 2, but nobody has 3. Free throw, Nelson. Series tilt. She's a perfect 3-of-3 from the line. Also has a 3-pointer, and it's 27-25 Hiawatha. So, for instance, St. Mary's and Silver Lake played last night, first meeting of the year. They play again next Friday. Well, last night's game was a league game, but next Friday will not be a league game. But it still has ramifications for sub-state seeding. In the near corner goes to Herla. Inside to Heim. Nice turn. Drop step. Layup good. She did a great job to keep the ball high where a guard could knock it away. She has 12. We're tied at 27. A minute to go before halftime. Hiawatha bringing up the floor. Open three-pointer, but not taking is Williams. Now backing out. Good decision by Addison Williams to set up their offense. Huntley trying to stay with her. Barriers in a man-to-man. He stopped the hold for 40 seconds. No shot clock, but Hiawatha could realistically hold for the final shot of this half. Kayla Williams, top of the circle it goes to Contreras. He's hit a couple threes tonight. Nelson fakes the three. Down the boulevard. Off-balance banker. Skims off the rim. Tough shooting luck there for Kylie Nelson. Great move. And now the Bears can hold for the final shot of the first half. Have a chance to take the lead and break this 27 all tie. Huntley dribbling into traffic and just stepped out of bounds in front of the Hiawatha bench. Not sure where she was going there because she was going into no man's land. You never want to pick up the dribble near the sideline and also near half court. Stepped out of bounds. Now Hiawatha has it. Asa Williams plants 2 fouls. Ball knocked away by Hurla. Getting it back to Contreras. 4 on the clock. Contreras puts her head down, drives, throws up the shot on the baseline. No, the follow by Nelson. Short. And that's the end of the first half. We're back where we started. Even Steven, 27-27 between the Hiawatha Redhawks and the St. Mary's Bears. Stay tuned. Our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College is up next. We'll be back in 2.5 minutes. High school basketball, 103.9 KSA, channel, and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased now through February 28, 2025. Contact Berwick Co-op Oil for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply, and don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Proven durability, powered locally.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets meat satisfaction.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Hiawatha High School Basketball on Valentine's Day. And it is 27-27 at the break between Hiawatha and St. Mary. The halftime show back to Highland Community College, close to home, first set online at highlandcc.edu. Hiawatha led 17-10 in the first quarter. St. Mary's on an 11-0 run to take a 21-17 lead, and it was back and forth there before halftime. Eventually, we are all stuck on 27 to dodge the board. St. Mary's led that first half by Hayden Heim with 12 and Isabella Hurlow with 12. Maisie Kent with a free throw. Jalen Breeze with a bucket. Hurlow hit 2 3-pointers. Heim was 4-4 from the line. Hurlow was 2-2. St. Mary's was 7-8 from the line as a team that hit the 2 threes by Hurlow and had 7 turnovers. Hiawatha, meanwhile, just 3 turnovers. Dealing with some foul trouble, but Kylie Nelson has 8 points. Stayed away from a third foul. 3 of 3 from the line and a 3-pointer. 8 points for Kinsey Nelson. The Nelson sisters getting it done. Then there's 6 points by Aaliyah Contreras on 2 3-pointers. 2 points for Claire Twombly. And 3 points for Addison Williams. The good news for Hiawatha is that Kylie Nelson and Addison Williams with 2 fouls in that first quarter avoided a third foul in the second. So they go in the second half with just the 2 fouls. And only Hurla has 2 for St. Mary's. Tie game, 27 apiece. Here's the situation in regards to the league race, if you're wondering, in the Big East League. If Silver Lake beats Royal Valley tonight, and Nemaha Central wins at Riley County, it's a three-way tie for a league title. All teams will be 9-1. It'd be Nemaha Central, Silver Lake, and Riley County. And if Riley County would win tonight, it's an outright league title for Riley County at 10-0. Silver Lake would finish in second place. So they all would have beaten each other. That's not one team has wins all the other two. So you could have a three-way tie for the league title. But in order for that to happen, you have to have Nemaha Central win at Riley County tonight in Silver Lake to beat Royal Valley. And later tonight, I'll explain the boys' scenario page because there's all kinds of scenarios of what could happen. And some of it depends what happens in the game later tonight. If Hiawatha boys can knock out St. Mary's, that opens the door for Silver Lake and Nemaha Central to win the outright league titles. If St. Mary's win, they clinch up with the share of the league title. So, we share the Big East League, and it's coming down to the wire like this trip. 27-27 tie at halftime, back before the halftime show, after a 2 minute timeout, 103.9 PNCA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention Sabetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sabetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785 800-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Our statistics brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Amler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. As we are at halftime, St. Mary's and Hiawatha tied at 27 apiece. Later tonight, it's the boys' game. St. Mary's ranked 9th in 3A. They lost last night 64-60 to Silver Lake. A great game that was tied at 60. Silver Lake hits a go-ahead bucket with 5 seconds to play. St. Mary's, if they win, they get a share, at least a share of the league title. And the Hiawatha boys are 6-9, but they've been playing really good ball lately. They have 2 really good wins this year. Rossville earlier in the year, and then they beat Nemoh Central last Tuesday to give the Thunder their first loss of the season. And they beat Holton by 23, beat Riley by 15 in the last 2 games. So Hiawatha boys playing really well. Don't let that record deceive you. And we think that'll be a good matchup coming up later tonight right here on 103.9 and MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll be back for the second half in 1 minute. High school basketball, 103.9 KMTA.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Market President at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, the division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We start the second half from Hiawatha. We're all knotted up at 27 apiece. Hiawatha with basketball moving to our right in the home white with the red numerals and lettering and trim. Probing into the lane is Williams, and now the ball knocked away from Kylie Nelson. Turnover for Hiawatha. That is their fourth of the evening. Hutley lobs it for Heim. Great position underneath, and she lays it up and in. Heim with 14, and St. Mary's is now up 2. At 29-27, St. Mary's coming in a record of 8-8. Hiawatha girls are 8-7. St. Mary's last league game of the season, they're 5-4, trying to break a 3-game losing streak. Hiawatha girls trying to break a 4-game skid. Stepping back off the dribble and hitting the shot over Figgy. Nice play by Claire Twombly. She has 4, and we're tied again at 29. Glad you can tune in on our live video stream at Hiawatha Channel and on the radio at KNZA and also the MSC radio app. That's free to download as her last gets swing it back in bounds on a bad pass that was taking her out of play on the far side and back the other way for the easy layup with the left hand is Contreras. She has 8. Another turnover for St. Mary's. St. Mary's had 7 turnovers in the first half, but 6 of those were in the first quarter. And they cleaned it up, and it's no coincidence that's when they got to playing better basketball. But there they turn it over, cost them 2 points. Hiawatha up in front, 31-29. Here's a deep 3! And able to swish it from way downtown is Isabel Hurla. She has 15 and 3 threes tonight. Paige, it's hard to guard somebody when you shoot at 5 feet from beyond the arc.
She is very impressive to watch. She is confident every single time she shoots a three. Hiawatha's just going to have to start playing a wider zone or a box and one and just protect that perimeter. Hard to also do with Haim in the post to lose three. One double-edged sword.
Three-pointer by Contreras is off the mark, and St. Mary's with the rebound. Hurla feeling it. Another deep three. This one just off the mark. Long rebound gathered in the corner by Contreras. Yeah, if you box one on Hurla, then you really almost got to do a triangle and two, or you just front and play behind Haim, double-team her. You got to play box and one against Hurla, and then the other two are just rovers. And that's the thing. St. Mary's, they only have really two consistent scorers. Hurla with 13 a game, Haim with 25. They score 38 of their team's 48 every game. So make somebody else beat you if you can. Easier said than done. Here's a three-pointer away by Twombly, and this one an air ball from the near side. Hurla the rebound. She wants to push. It doesn't have numbers. Haim wants to be able to get back. Hurla to the trailer. Haim moving to our left. Kicks it out to Huttley. Good ball reversal. Into the corner. Kent. Tough pass. Trying to thread the needle. Knocked away and stolen by Kylie Nelson. That was a low percentage look there trying to get it to Haim. And a turnover for St. Mary's. Their 9 second of the quarter. 32-31. Bears with the lead. 5:16 to go in the third. St. Mary's playing their third game of the week and playing on back-to-back nights after losing at Silver Lake last night. And Hiawatha play three games next week themselves. Here is Nelson, a little bit out of control, lost it on the Euro step into the boulevard and picked up there. Here come the Bears. Haim pushing it with the right-hand dribble and now throws it almost right away, but it went to Kent. It was designed to go to Figgy, who just lets the ball go. Now Huttley, a sophomore, puts it over to Kent. Kent on the baseline, trying to get it to Haim, and it is off the shin of Kenzie Nelson out of play. It'll stay with the Bears. I tell you, the Bears next year, they will have no Haim and they won't have Hurla, so they'll be missing a gigantic chunk of their offense for next year. They're going to be the young ladies are going to have to really step up in their absence a year from now. Here's the inbounds of Huttley in the near corner. Here's a three on the way by Hurla. Bounces off left of the key. Breeze a rebound and stick back good. Her second field goal, 34-31, St. Mary's.
Thankfully for St. Mary's, they will have Breeze, Figgy, and Huttley, and those three have had significant minutes tonight.
And now the pass is off the hands of Kylie Nelson and then off of the ref and out of play. And if the ref is on the floor, he is part of play. The ball can actually bounce right off his tummy or his head, and you still play it.
I did not know that.
I try to be educational as well. I'm not a teacher full-time, but I stayed at a particular holiday or a hotel at one point in time. I don't want to promote hotels too much, right? Inside Haim. Layup is good. Haim with 16. And it's 36-31. St. Mary's with the biggest lead of the night.
Nelson with the ball. She's a capable drive, but I think she prefers to stay on the perimeter.
Nice catch by Kinsey Nelson, but her shot is rejected there by Haim. Her average is almost three blocks a game. And the rock goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hiawatha. So the Bears will have a lead by five at 3:48 to go in the third quarter. And a timeout is called by Hiawatha. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. Perfect timeout snack. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Back in 30 on 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at Defender Mender in Everest. Providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. Defender Mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
St. Mary's Lady Bears 36, Hiawatha Lady Redhawks 31. Hiawatha starting your 8-3. St. Mary's starts 7-2, but both have hit some tough stretches here recently. Hiawatha's lost four in a row, now 8-7 overall. St. Mary's has lost five of the last seven and lost three in a row. But let's be honest, some of these losses are to some really good teams, some ranked teams. This league is very difficult. The formation of the chunk of the Mid-East League and the Big 7 League to form the Big East League, adding St. Mary's, Riley County, Roscoe and Silver Lake has only made this league better, in my estimation.
I think you'd struggle to find anyone to disagree.
Good, good. Finally, I got people that are going to agree with me. I like that. Here is Kent, double-teamed in the near corner, posting up his time, turns and faces, power dribble, steps through and scores. Man, that was a strong move by Hayden Hines. She has 18, averages 25 a game. And a little bit of danger zone right now for Hiawatha, down by 7 as the Bears have regained their footing after a slow start. With it is Twombly, gives it up to Contreras. Here's Kylie Nelson. They need it. Three-pointer is short. Had a good look. And the long rebound is corralled there by Kent. Kent, a left-hander, wearing the ponytail, fires it over to Hutley to the right elbow, high post, Breeze against the zone. Hurla pump fake, goes baseline, flips it up on the scoop, doesn't go. Breeze is right there, follow doesn't go. Heim tries to save it, does, to her teammate Hutley. Hutley over to Hurla, lines up a three, left side, bingo! As soon as it left her hand, I was right behind the angle. I had the angle to see it. He knew that was going in. She now has 4 threes and 18 points tonight. 41-31, Bears by 10. Danger time for Hiawatha. Here's Kylie Nelson. Good drive. Can't finish at the rim. And Hayden able to get the rebound. And Heim took a shot to the jaw. No foul was called. Maybe even to the Adam's apple.
I don't think girls have those.
Okay, so the neck area. How's that? Throat area. Throat area.
Yeah. I'm not a biology major, but.
See, I learned something, too. No, I'm just kidding. I knew that, but it does. Oh, it hurts when you get hit right there, especially when you can't, like, swallow, or it cuts off your breathing too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scary feeling when that happens. Here's Breeze over to Heim. She says, I don't care. Three-pointer swish. She's expanded her game. She has 21. That is her 11th three of the year. And that bodes well for her in college next year at Central Missouri. 44-31, St. Mary's. And now a pass at last minute to Kinsey Nelson from Contreras. Kicks it out. Good pass. Good decision. Wide open three. Bouncing off. Good look for Addie Williams, top of the circle. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, and St. Mary's in control, 44-31. A dominant third quarter for the Lady Bears on the road. Breeze open, misses from the left elbow. Cleaning the glass is Addison Williams, left-hand pass to Contreras. Lets the defender go by, spots up, and the three is in and out. Heim, excellent box out, grounds yet another rebound. It was 32-31, and since then a 12-0 run. Quick trigger, Hurla three, rattles the man, top of the circle. There's not a shot she doesn't like, and she's capable of hitting anything as soon as she comes into the gymnasium. Her fifth three of the night, she had 5 last night against Silver Lake. She has 21, and it's an avalanche right now. 47-31, St. Mary's on a 15-0 blitz. Inside it goes, and Kylie Nelson is fouled. And finally, a chance for Hiawatha to score with a minute 15 to go in this third quarter.
And finally, a foul, and the first foul of the quarter for either team. It's going to go get Hayden Heim her first.
Makes the game go a lot quicker when the officials don't blow the whistle. And honestly, there really hasn't been a ton of contact. I think they've done a pretty decent job tonight. All you want is consistency on both ends. As Kylie Nelson hits a free throw, she is 4-4 from the stripe. She has 9, a chance to be the first Red Hawk in double figures with 10 if she can make it, and she rolls it in there.
He almost jinxed us on that one.
I was worried when I said it out loud. 47-33, 30-second timeout. Timeout is brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. Perfect timeout snack. Back at 30 on 103.9 KNZA.
Make plans to attend a crop meeting sponsored by Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, February 20th, 6 p.m. at the main event in Sabetha. Chip Redmond, meteorologist from KSU, will be on hand to discuss weather and climate data. At K-State, Chip manages the Mesonet weather station for the Department of Agronomy. Call Roy at Kansas Insurance to reserve your spot, 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we were tied at 27 at halftime, but it's been all St. Mary's in this third quarter. They've already scored 20 points in the frame. They've outscored Hiawatha 20-6 in the third. They went on a 15-0 run before those two free throws by Kylie Nelson. Nelson has 10. Sister Kinsey has 8. Down low, Heim catches, double team, puts it up, no, gets her on rebound, and is fouled on the floor. This is the second foul on Hiawatha in this quarter. Check that. That's the first one on Hiawatha. St. Mary's also has just one team foul, so no free throws for Hayden Hunt.
That foul is going to go against Addison Williams, her third. The point guard for Hiawatha is going to have to be careful.
Inbounds Kent, left alone to shoot the three. She had all day to shoot it, but left it short. Here's Contreras in transition. St. Mary's gets back. They've been playing man-to-man all night long. Hiawatha had to go to some zone after some man-to-man and pressure in the first quarter because they got foul trouble. Kenzie Nelson, they wanted the backdoor cut. It wasn't there. Kenzie turns against Breeze, flips it out. Kylie Nelson, three-pointer up and in. Kylie Nelson with her third, or check that, second three of the night, 37th of the season. She has 13, and it's 47-36. St. Mary's with the lead and the ball with 24 seconds to go in the third. Inside it goes to Kent. Kent pivots, leans in, throws up a wild shot. That one missed everything on the baseline and rebounded there by Twombly. And Hiawatha can hold for the final shot of this third quarter, trailing by 11 after being tied at halftime. Here is Williams, a junior point guard, gives it up to Contreras, underhands it to Kylie Nelson. 2 seconds. Contreras, a three, is up and short. Good challenge there by Kent. And after three quarters of action, it is St. Mary's 47, Hiawatha 36. Back in 1 minute, this is high school basketball. Live video stream, Hiawatha Channel, 103.9 KMZ on the radio dial and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This year, give yourself the gift of health. Remember, you shouldn't just visit the doctor when you're feeling ill. Prevention is the best medicine. At Sabetha Family Practice, we're welcoming new patients. Our dedicated team is here to help you manage chronic illnesses and provide essential preventative exams. Don't wait until it's too late. Prioritize your health today. Call Sabetha Family Practice at 785-284-2141. Your health is your greatest gift.
When Second's making a play, Short's got it covered.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
That's it. Good hustle, good hustle.
Communicate with the guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We begin the fourth quarter. St. Mary's outscored Hiawatha 20-9 in that third frame, including a 15-0 run. And no surprise, it's the Hyman Hurley show for the St. Mary's Lady Bears. Hyman Hurley each have 21. That's 42 of their team's 47. They by themselves outscored Hiawatha as a team by 6. Make it 8. Turnaround shot. Right hand hook off the glass. Hine with 23. Hiawatha has no answer for her. And like I said, not a lot of teams have this year. Emaw Central did, and Holt did. 49-36. Here's Contreras to the foul line. Kenzie Nelson takes the three. Triple drive. Going in the lane. Addison Williams can't finish him. Rebounded there by Breeze, who's played well off the bench, the sophomore for the Lady Bears. Erla, good close out there by Contreras. Kent has it. They give her all kinds of room. Now Heim on the perimeter, spins, left of the lane, plays it out front. Fires it in the right-hand corner to Breeze. Kent steps in, had it poked away, whips it over to the left corner to Hutley. Hutley cut off there. Hutley doesn't shoot it very often. Here's Hurley with a crossover dribble, drives, puts it up, and nearly muscled in with a left hand or offhand. Good rebound by Contreras. And here come the Redhawks moving left to right across the timeline. Glad you could tune in tonight on 103.9 KNZA, also on the live video stream. Here's a three-pointer top of the key off the mark, put up there by Twombly, and then excellent rebound. Oh, my God, I saw a tie-up. Good job by Kimsey Nelson battling underneath for the Lady Redhawks. It'll stay with Hiawatha with 6:37 to play and St. Mary's by 13.
One thing that you can't show on a stat sheet is Hiawatha is very scrappy. They're very good at going after most rebounds, and usually there's someone on the ground. At least once a quarter.
Bounce Addison Williams to Callie Nelson. Navigates into the lane and draws the contact on the shot attempt. She'll get 2 free throws. That foul is on Jalen Breeze, her first. And the first team foul the fourth quarter on the Bears. And, you know, to add to your point a little bit, Hiawatha's had some good shots. I mean, that third quarter, they had good looks. They had some wide-open threes. They just unable to knock them down. And St. Mary's did. Erla hitting 3 triples in that quarter. Nelson knocks down both free throws. He's a perfect 7 of 7 from the line. She has 15 points. She has a couple of three-pointers as well.
She's the only Redhawk to even shoot a free throw this whole game.
49-38. Here's Kent. Nearly travel. Gives it to Hutley. Hutley, double-teamed from him. Hurla from way downtown. Bang! Isabel Hurla from St. Joe knocks down the three-pointer. She has 24 and 6 threes, which ties her school record that she set back when she was a sophomore. Single game record of 6 threes. She made 5 last night. That's 11 threes in less than 2 full games, 52-38. Open Contreras, three-pointer on the way, trying to answer. Foot was on the line. That one too strong. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Hiawatha. Well, here's the thing about St. Mary's. When Hyman and Hurler are cooking, they're capable of beating many, many teams and making a deep run in substate. Because not a lot of people can match up with 6'3" inside. But when one of them has an off night, that puts a lot of pressure on the other. And when Hyman didn't play well offensively, those two games I referred to earlier, they were blown out of both last week. So they can't afford Heim or Hurley to have an off night. But when they're on, they can play with anybody. Hurley inside to Heim. That's the duo we're talking about. Heim double team, turns, fade away, misses. Trying to save it, does on the baseline. Fires it back over to Breeze. Breeze launches left of the lane, and it bounces in from 12. That was all because of the hustle of Heim. 54-38.
Similar to Heim and Hurla, for Hiawatha, it's Hiley Nelson and Contreras, and they're both hitting threes. They are a very dynamic duo. There's been some nights where they both had 20 points each. So for Hiawatha, unfortunately, tonight just isn't quite one of those nights. Aaliyah is only standing with 8, and Kylie is having to do a lot of the heavy work. So for Hiawatha, you'd hope one of them can kind of spark a fire on the other.
Turnover by Hiawatha, threw it out of bounds on the far side. Kent dribbles into some trouble. Kenzie Nelson diving on the floor, grabbing it before it went out on the baseline. Kent, ball tipped out, saved by Contreras, but they say she stepped out of bounds on a near corner. That was a great effort by Aaliyah Contreras, a 5'5 senior for Hiawatha. Stay tuned. We'll have our player or players of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Stay tuned for our post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate as well. Big thanks to Bob Schwartz Financial, our tip-off sponsors, the girls and boys basketball throughout the season out of Silver Lake. Open Kent on the inbounds from 15, straight away at the foul line. Too strong, that's the back iron, and here comes Danny Morton. Morton gives it up to Michaela Williams. 4:40 to play fourth quarter, St. Mary's 54, and Hiawatha 38. St. Mary's played on this floor earlier in the year, as Paige alluded to, and they lost in overtime to Troy in the first round of the Hiawatha Invitational in the first game of that tournament. That was a tough loss for them to swallow.
It was a good game, though.
It was.
Harper Westine.
She had a big, she's been amazing this year in her whole career. Here's a crossover there by Williams. Kick out. Nelson, a wide open three look. Cannot get it to fall for Kylie, although she's hit a couple threes tonight.
In that same tournament, they beat Jackson Heights, but then lost to Lafayette. Lafayette out of St. Joe is making themselves a name in the Missouri.
Hurla to Kent. Doesn't take a look at the three. Inside it goes to Heim. She's doubled immediately. Ball on the floor. It was knocked away. Diving for it is Kylie Nelson. Great. Hustle, there's that scrappiness you're alluding to for the Lady Redhawks, even though they're down 16. Timeout on the floor. And when it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. Perfect timeout snack. Timeout on the floor. 3:55 to go fourth quarter. St. Mary's Bears 54. How about the Redhawks 38? Back in 30 seconds. But 103.9 KNCA and Embassy Sports Radio Network.
Recognize a phone scam at Union State Bank. We're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Alongside Paige Mueller, Wade Gerstner with you. Courtside here at midcourt at the Roundhouse. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. Hiawatha and St. Mary's, we were all knotted up at 27, but St. Mary's a 15-0 run in the third quarter has given him quite a bit of breathing room, and the story has been the duo of Heim and Hurla. Heim with 23, Isabel Hurla with 24 and 6 three-pointers, 4 threes in the second half. And it's 54-38, St. Mary's looking to go above the 500 mark again at 9-8. It could be their record. Hurla, a three away. This one bouncing off just short. That would have set a school record for most threes in a single game, which she already has that record back when she was a sophomore. Had a good look at it. Hiawatha has it to our right in the white unis with the red numerals and lettering. With it is Twombly, returning star last year, and her pass for Contreras knocked away and stolen by Hurla. Hurla goes all the way and lays it in with the right. Hurla with 26, and it's 56-38, St. Mary's. Here's Kylie Nelson into the paint, trying to drive, had it knocked away. Triple team, puts it up anyway, goes over the backboard on the force there for Kylie Nelson, a little bit frustrated as she went into the paint amongst the trees. Got lost in there for a little bit. Now Wapa has to apply some full court pressure here. Baseball pass ahead to Kent into the front court to our left. Kent has 1 point tonight. Now pass to Hurla. There's that tenacity by Contreras as she rips it away, and a foul called on Hurla. That's her third. Dorian Silsbury in his third year, head coach of St. Mary's. He's a 2011 St. Mary's grad. Assistant coach of Skylar Souther and Maddie Michalis. And the St. Mary's team last year went 13-10. They've been to the sub-state final three straight years. Last year lost to Silver Lake, who went on to undefeated state championship. And 2 years ago, they lost in the first round to Colgan at the 2A state tournament. 3 years ago, lost sub-state finals to Valley Heights. Hiawatha, meanwhile, 9-13 last year, lost to the sub-state semis to Jeff West. Here's a three-pointer on the way from the far wing, and Kylie Nelson's able to connect. Nothing but nylon. She rips the court. She has 18. She averages 15. That's her third three of the night. 56-41, St. Mary's with 2:30 to play. And Hurla hits the deck. Far side it goes Kent. Time double teams, triple teamed, and now I think she was tied up. Yep, good job by Morton. Also over there was Kylie Nelson and Claire Swamley.
One thing about Hiawatha, you're talking about how St. Mary's is a older team with lots of upperclassmen and seniors. Hiawatha only plays two seniors, Danny Morton and Aaliyah Contreras, and the rest of them are all juniors and sophomores, and right now Michaela Williams, a freshman. So Hiawatha has a bright future. They have the fundamentals down. They're just going to lose one starter. The future is bright for the Redhawks.
Yeah, Contreras will be that one starter they lose. She's averaging 9.5 points, but you'll have Kylie Nelson back, leading scorer at 15 a game. She's just a sophomore, and you're absolutely right. This Hiawatha team has definitely upside looking to the future. And for St. Mary's, we talked about losing their dynamic duo. They really need to get something accomplished this year and make a run in postseason play. Here's Kent's three. It's an air ball from the wing. Hayden timed the rebound, and she stepped out of bounds on the baseline as some of the Hiawatha students playing the role as an extra official, pointing to the official saying, "Sir," in stripes. And he says, "Yeah, I got it. I got it." Blew the whistle, out of bounds. Turnover St. Mary's, just their 10th of the night. Hard to believe. We said just their 10th, but they had 6 in that first quarter. Hiawatha, if you're just tuning in, how about the girls were up by 7, 17-10. St. Mary's on 11-0 run, led by 4, 21-17. We're tied at half, and then the third quarter is where it went all wrong for Hiawatha. As he drive baseline, good job off the dribble with the penetration, and the foul is called on Veronica Hutley. That is her second. That's just the third team foul on the Bears. 151 to play. St. Mary's leads 56-41. Boys game coming up next. We think it's going to be a really good one.
Hopefully.
Records say it might not be, but the way how a lot of boys have been playing lately, I think they can play with anybody after beating Nemaw Central.
Hopefully the announcers jinx us and get us here.
That's right. And Contreras' three is an air ball from the top of the key. Well, Stacey Jasper, she was assistant for 9 years at Hiawatha, her first year as head coach. And as you said, the future is certainly bright for this girls' basketball team. And as we know, year in and year out, this is only going to be next year, be the second year of the Big East League. But you could be a good team, and your record might be 10-10.
Kind of how the boys are right now for Hiawatha.
Yeah, exactly. They're better than that record. They're in a different league. They have a much better record. Here's a three by Hurla. Nothing but nylon. Rings the bell yet again for the seventh time. A three for Hurla tonight. She is 29, and that is a new school record for most threes in a game. 7, breaking her old record she set as a sophomore. What a night for her. She's at 12 threes in the last 24 hours. 5 last night in the loss of Silver Lake. And now I will whistle on a timeout. Or no, a turnover. Called on Hiawatha, perhaps a three-second call. Didn't see exactly the call. But, wow, what about Hurla? Just an amazing performance tonight. 29-7, 3-pointers, and St. Mary's leads 59-41. Now a steal in the backcourt by Kylie Nelson, and Mostick gets it back, turns, tries to shoot it up and over Hurla, and misses the point blank range. He's a little bit off that one, and Huntley comes away with it for the St. Mary's Bears. Under a minute to go, 59-41 St. Mary's. Hurla goes for triple number 8. No. Too strong off the backhand for the top of the circle. Why not? They're up 18. See Badden's record. And she was wide open. Kylie Nelson all the way to the hoop. She hits the deck. The loose change goes right to her sister Kinsey, who puts it in. She has 10. And it's 59-43. Full court pressure with 30 seconds to play. Once again, Hiawatha playing to the final buzzer. Scratching and clawing their way as much as they can. Erla holds the ball near half court, and then Colleen Nelson comes out and fouls her pretty hard. That's just the first foul on Hiawatha in this fourth quarter.
They definitely cleaned that up since the first, where they had 18 fouls. So for Hiawatha, at least getting a little more disciplined on that front.
59-43 St. Mary's. Heim and Herlip combined for 52 of their team's 59, and they, by themselves, outscored Hiawatha by 9. And as I said earlier, when they're both clicking, they can beat about anybody. When one of them's off, and it's tough. When they're both off, they can get ugly. And that's what happened against Nemaha Central. Lost 51-26. They scored 26 against Nemaha Central. And just 40 against Holt. And now Herlip's tied up by Kylie Nelson. They don't call a jump ball. Now Kinsey and Kylie all over Herla. They're not letting St. Mary's dribble out the clock. Herla's kind of sitting there going, we're up 16 with 7 seconds. Just let us dribble it out. But, you know, Hiawatha's playing to the final seconds, and that is allowed. That's legal to play all the way to the buzzer. Here's Herla into Huntley. Huntley back to Herla. 5 seconds on the clock, and Kylie Nelson comes in and ties up Herla. Jump ball, and the arrow stays with St. Mary's with 3.9 to play. Well, this game turned in the third quarter. We were tied at 27, 15-0 run in the third, blew it open.
I'd probably imagine they're a little bit frustrated. You know, they're going to go on a four-game losing streak here, and they've played very well throughout the season. But last game against Poland, that was just a whiff of a ball game where they lost 61-34. So losing that game, and now here 59-43, tough for the Lady Redhawks.
Layup at the buzzer by Michaela Williams. It was after the horn, so it does not count. But I want to have the ball, the jump ball arrow. 59-43 the final. Back with our post-game show of the player of the game. And much more. That's coming up in 2.5 minutes on 103.9 KMCA. I want the channel on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is!
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show.
This is Mark Starr at GN Bank. We support you as you turn goals into accomplishments. That might be purchasing your first car, opening a small business, buying a home, harvesting that bumper crop, or preparing for a new life after retirement. GM Bank is here for all your life's milestones. We strive and will continue to strive to be your best place to bank and borrow. GM Bank, with locations in Holton, Hiawatha, Horton, and Wetmore. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And welcome to our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. St. Mary's Lady Bears snap a three-game losing streak as they win tonight on the road against Hiawatha. 59-43 is the final. Hiawatha was up 17-10 in the first quarter for St. Mary's. The six first-quarter turnovers. Once St. Mary settled down, didn't turn the ball over, went on 11-0 run, 21-17. Hiawatha come back and tie it at halftime at 27 apiece. But third quarter was all St. Mary's, went on 15-0 run. They were up 32-31, made it 47-31, outscored Hiawatha 20-9 in that third quarter. Isabel Hurley hit three threes in that frame, and St. Mary's didn't look back. They went at 59-43 to improve at 9-8 overall. They finished Big East play at 5-5. Hiawatha falls to 8-8, 4-5 in league play. They lost their fifth in a row. Let's go through the totals for you. First for Hiawatha, Kaya Nelson with 18 points, 7-7 from the line, and 3 three-pointers. 10 points for Kinsey Nelson, 8 points, a couple threes for Aaliyah Contreras, 4 points for Claire Twombly, 3 points for Addison Williams. Unofficially, Hiawatha with 7 turnovers. They're 8-9 for the line, hit 5 threes, 3 by Kylie Nelson, 2 by Contreras. For St. Mary's, it was the dynamic duo. Isabel Hurley with 29, 17 in the second half. She had 7 threes, a new school record for a single game. She finished with a game and team high 29. Hayden Heim chipped in with 23, 4-4 for a line and a 3. Hurley with the 7 triples. That's 8 threes as a team. And Heim and Hurley scored 52-59. Jalen Breeze off the bench had 6 points. And Maisie Kent added a free throw. It is time for our players of the game. Brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. From the Hiawatha perspective, our player of the game is Kylie Nelson. She had 18 points, 3 triples, and was absolutely perfect, 7-for-7 at the foul line and for St. Mary's. How can you not go with that dynamic duo? Almost sounds like a law firm. Heim and Hurley, Hurley and Heim. Hurley with 29 and the 7 threes. Heim with 23, and they were too much to deal with, especially that second half. And St. Mary's comes away with the victory on the road here tonight, 59-43. St. Mary's will be at Riley County on Tuesday. They'll host Silver Lake next Friday on our sister station, 96.9 The Pulse. And then Monday, February 24th, they will be taking on Rossville, which we'll have for you on 96.9 as well. And for Hiawatha, they'll be at Sabeth on Tuesday, host Royal Valley Thursday, and then they'll take on Riverside, 3 games in 5 days coming up next week for the Lady Redhawks, who definitely scratched and clawed. Paige, as we talked about, Paige, they battle all the way literally to the final buzzer. Had some good looks there in that third quarter, but the difference, we can overanalyze it, but to simplify it, St. Mary's hit shot, and Hiawatha was unable to hit their open shot.
Particularly in that third quarter, you know, you're down, you score 20 in the third quarter for St. Mary's. Hiawatha scores 9. It's a hard, hard hole to crawl back out of, especially when you do have a dynamic duo. For Hiawatha, they had players get going. They had players shoot. Kinsey had one of her better nights tonight with double figures. So for Hiawatha, what they're going to need to do is, one, fix the early fouls. In the first quarter, you cannot have 18 fouls. You cannot have your starters get 2 fouls apiece. I mean, you're just going to have to play cleaner basketball, especially coming up against Cabezo, where you got an easier win earlier in the year, 51-38, but we have not played Royal Valley. We have not played for Riverside, and so those are going to be 2 games where new players, new faces, new coach, so new styles. You're going to have to play strong, fundamental basketball and not have almost 10 turnovers in the game.
And there's certainly those 2 games you talked about coming up with the Bethel Royal Valley are certainly winnable games, and then they can try to break that 5-game losing streak they're on. But as we talked about, they play some pretty good teams during the stretch. I mean, Riley County's ranked undefeated in league play. They hold a good team, and of course, St. Mary's a solid team, especially when their 2 superstars are quick.
And Silver Lake as well. That was a tough game for Hiawatha.
They're not bad either.
Yeah.
They're defending champs, and they're 14-2, ranked 6th in the state. St. Mary's found out about this.
And talking about Riley County, Hiawatha only lost that game by 2.
Yeah.
They were leading basically that whole game until the third quarter. So that third quarter is kind of the Achilles heel for the Lady Redhawks right now.
And Riley beat Silver Lake earlier this year. And if Riley wins tonight, they will clinch an outright undefeated league title against if they beat Nemo Central at home. But if they don't, then you could have a three-way tie, which we talked about earlier. All right, the boys' game coming up in a little bit. Thanks for tuning in for the girls' contest here on our live video stream, Hiawatha Channel 103.9 KMCA. And here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, we'll be back with you in about 3 minutes here on all of those apparatuses.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.